Roger and Celeste Sansom, south of Road 452, 419 feet west of Road 453. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a partial and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your name and address.
Roger Sansom, 12338 Cardinal Road, Delmar.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Hello?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances?
Yes, the request represents the situation I have is an existing farmhouse, for lack of better description, that we have on our farmette, I would call it. It's located close to the road, as I think was traditional when a lot of the older homes were built. And it's our desire to build a stick-built home more towards the rear of our farm. And in working with surveyors and gathering information, it seemed to be our stumbling block was about a 12-foot shortage in road frontage to easily to go through the easy steps of breaking off the existing house, which is in such good condition. It would be a shame to tear it down just for the purpose for me to build in the back. So it seemed to be a wise choice to subdivide off the existing farmhouse so that I could build on the remaining 15 acres or so, whatever the exact numbers are, mm-hmm. to the rear.
Okay.
I'm going through these steps with the hopes of the next step of getting a perk and doing the following, so.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
So this variance for road frontage is where you're going to use for your new home?
Yes. So I'm purposely, my intentions were to purposely, for my new home, keep the shorter road frontage. I'm not trying to impose that on the piece to cut off.
That's for me.
I just felt that was the right thing to do.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
I guess obviously a combined driveway would be out of the question because of the house proximity to the property line. Mm-hmm. No other questions?
Okay. There being no further questions, are there any? Okay.
I got in the notes that Dawn's got the building, the sheds. I see she got how close are they to the property line.
Here. 20 plus
feet.
That?
I didn't write that.
Can I comment? I've been through a couple of steps where my surveyor originally marked out for someone to inspect the lines, and through that we discovered the existing sheds would be too close to the lines. In our last step we configured so that everything would comply that with the side setback, so we actually lengthen the rear line.
Okay, I saw that.
To minimize the variance request, and it didn't have an adverse effect on either property, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
This is the first one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman, I don't see where it alters central character of the neighborhood. And it enables reasonable use of the property. And the applicant testified it'd be a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 9640.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9640. All those in favor of the motion, give use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay.